All right, thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. And as I teased before the break, we're in studio with cardiac and vascular interventionalist Inder Singh, MD-MS. He's with Western Wyoming Medical. He's been coming to Lander on a regular basis since December. He's possibly planning on moving to the area and making Fremont County a home. But before we talk a little bit about what you do for the community and what you do as a cardiac and vascular interventionalist, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Vince. Thanks for having me over at your show. It's a privilege.
Well, we appreciate you coming in. And for our listeners who can't see, he came in here straight from a procedure. He is still in some of the scrubs right now.
That's correct.
So yeah, that's how committed he is to the community and getting the word out on what he's doing.
That's correct.
Now, Dr. Singh, you have been visiting Lander now since December, correct?
That's correct.
What do you do as a cardiac and vascular interventionalist? What specifically, and then what do you provide to the community?
Yeah, that's a good question. And so, as a cardiac and vascular interventional specialist, I focus on both the cardiac side, which includes coronary artery disease, cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure. Those are things that patients who have had exposure to cardiac issues may be familiar with. I know congestive heart failure is pretty well known. Cardiac stents or coronary stents are pretty well known in the or angioplasty. So those things we focus on from a cardiac perspective. Also, another aspect of cardiac disease that I focus on is cardiac arrhythmias, which includes fast heart rhythms that may need to be addressed with medications, or slow heart rhythms that may need cardiac pacemakers or defibrillators or things like that. One of the common cardiac arrhythmias that people generally hear about or know about or may have had a loved one that may know have had that is atrial fibrillation, which is generally known as an irregular heart rhythm. So we definitely specialize in that, and that's something we can help patients with. And the third aspect of that is vascular care, as you had alluded to. So vascular care includes patients who have peripheral arterial disease, which is basically, in layman's terms, blockages in the arteries of the legs or other parts of the body except the heart. And then there's chronic venous insufficiency, which is basically, again, in layman's terms, leaky veins that cause swelling in the leg. So those, all of those things we do address both medically, and then we have very specialized procedures for both those conditions that we can do here at Western Wyoming Medical Center.
And that's just such a, we definitely need that type of service here in the community. There was a need for it. You guys are providing it now. And just to give people a little bit more background information on who you are and what you do, you've got an amazing list of credentials here. I see you worked at the Interventional Cardiology Mayo Clinic, the John Hopkins University, Cardiovascular Medicine, Indiana University. You had an internship and residency in the Internal Medicine Cleveland Clinic, among many more. What do you think your background will bring to your role that you're filling here?
Yeah, thank you for spelling out those credentials. At the end of the day, Vince, the most important thing is taking care of patients. And so, it's been a privilege and an honor for me to train at some of the best cardiac and vascular training centers and academic centers in the country, probably the world, the Mayo Clinic and the Cleveland Clinic. So it's been a real privilege to train there and learned a lot there. But that's really the step that prepares you to take good care of patients, and that's why I'm here in the community to provide the care and use the training that I've been given to help patients locally here in Fremont County.
And he is just being very humble with that and your accomplishments. No, and that's seriously, the list goes on and on and on here, but folks just need to know that because that's just going to make them feel that much better about knowing that they're in good hands.
Thank you.
Now, you've also been published quite a bit in the cardiology field amongst your peers. I'm reading here in 50 publications and presentations, and you also do regional and national speaking on the subject as well. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, even when I was in medical school and then during residency and fellowship, always been interested in research and always been interested in education, both patient education and peer education. And so I've continued that passion throughout and continue to do that right now. I actively participate in research trials, both from a medical research with the new medications that may be coming out, and also new devices that come out on the horizon that may benefit patients. So that's been an interest of mine for a while. In addition to the research part, one of my real passions is patient and peer education. So in that role, I will often do presentations both at the regional level and even at the state level and national level at some of our biggest symposiums like the American College of Cardiology, American Heart Association, at the Society of Cardiac Intervention. I've had the privilege to present at those major conferences and national conferences where it's basically sharing with my peers what I've learned, my interests, and also some specifics about procedures and the experience I've had. So I enjoy that. And then on the patient side, I love, doing, it's kind of like what we're doing today, reaching out to patients and folks in the community through one medium or another, either it be, you know, radio like we're doing today or other social media or live presentations, just educating them about, you know, what cardiac and vascular disease is, what are the things they can do as a preventative measure, and what are the things that we can offer them if, unfortunately, the prevention doesn't work and they do end up getting cardiovascular disease, how we can help them. So that continues to be a passion of mine, and I really enjoy doing that.
You mentioned that's a passion of yours. How does that align with your philosophy of care that you provide?
Yeah, thank you. So, you know, one of my biggest beliefs is as a provider or as a physician, we've been, put in a place by God to really help patients. And what that means to me is a true partnership with the patients. I'm not the type of physician who's going to tell patients, you have to do what I tell you to do. I just don't think that's an appropriate way to practice, at least now in modern medicine. And I think it really truly is a partnership with patients. And the partnership comes from me first educating them thoroughly about what's going on with their condition, really truly getting them to understand what they're dealing with, what their problems are from a cardiovascular perspective. And once they have an understanding, then going to the next step and partnering with them and saying, okay, let's do a tailor-made medical plan for you, what we call, now the new term is precision medicine, so that it's not cookie cutter for that you do for everybody, but precision made or specific for patients, and tailor make a plan for them that they appreciate, they like, because there's a lot of medications that we have access to, a lot of procedures that we have access to that we can provide our patients, but every patient's different. Some patients are very open about new medications and procedures. Some are not. So it's really, that's where the partnership and the education comes in. So my philosophy here in sort of a snippet is working hand in hand with the patients, educating them, making them understand what their condition is, and really a partnership, a long journey partnership with them for their cardiovascular health and improvement of their cardiovascular health and outcomes.
I think that's going to be it's a great philosophy, one, and then two, for here in this region specifically, there's a lot of, they don't like to be told what to do. Everyone can fix themselves. I'll be fine. But if you, like you just said, educate them, like, oh, okay, well, maybe I didn't look at it like this. Now that I have the information, I will take those steps to improve or take those steps to get better. But if you had just simply said, you need to do this, some people, you'll lose some people that way.
Correct. Yeah, exactly right.
And then on that note, how do, a lot of people may not realize that they have cardiac and vascular issues. How would you recommend people reach out to look for them? What should they look out for?
Yeah, that's a great question, Vince. I think that, again, part of the education, why that's so important to me, from a, even from not only the peers, but community education, we did a really nice presentation, which was very well attended by the local community primary cares from Lander Medical Clinic and others. And the idea was the same, which I'll share with you today, is that essentially patients and sometimes the general practitioners are not even aware that something's going on with their patient from a cardiovascular perspective. Obviously, the first onus is on the patients to understand their symptoms. So if what I encourage patients when I do these things is to really make them understand, if you're ever worried about any type of symptom that you think could be cardiac, talk to your primary care provider and then work with them and see if there's concern on the patient's part and there's concern on the primary care's part. Definitely seek a referral to a specialist. And it doesn't have to be just cardiovascular. Obviously, that's my specialty, so speak to that specifically. But if they have a concern of any other type of medical condition they may have, from a cardiovascular perspective, you know, symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, lightheadedness, passing out, dizziness, those really we should not ignore. And I think most people realize those things. The things that I think slip under the rug sometimes are things like just feeling fatigued or not being able to do as much as they were a couple of years ago. A lot of people, as they age, they attribute those things to being getting older,
yeah.
Or people gain weight and they think, well, I'm gaining weight and because I'm not doing as much and that's why I'm tired. But there's a lot of potential cardiac problems that could cause those symptoms, even poor sleeping or sleep apnea, for example, not being able to sleep well could be a symptom or sign of cardiac problems. So I think that's where people need to just be aware that those could be, and instead of ignoring those, talk to your primary care doctor, get a referral to a cardiac specialist. What's the worst that can come out of it? You see the cardiac specialist, they do a nice evaluation, and everything turns out to be okay. That gives the patient peace of mind, gives the family the peace of mind, gives their loved ones peace of mind, and then it doesn't let anything slip through the cracks. So that's from a cardiac perspective. Others, from a rhythm perspective, like I briefly mentioned before, any type of palpitations, lightheadedness, symptoms where they're swelling up, which would suggest some congestive heart failure, obviously stroke-like symptoms where one side goes weak or numb. These are all cardiovascular manifestations. And then for specifically the vascular side, pain in the legs, heaviness, achiness, swelling, discomfort when patients are walking, or specifically the most dangerous ones are if patients get wounds on their legs, they won't need to make sure to reach out to somebody like myself or others who are vascular specialists, because that's usually a harbinger of very severe blockages in the legs that could then lead to other type of cardiovascular issues. So I think that's important for patients to recognize that.
So when it all just comes down to it, if you have concerns, if you have questions, just reach out before
Correct.
It becomes a bigger issue down the line.
Correct. Absolutely.
Now, you're working over at Western Wyoming Medical. Do you know how people can reach out to you guys if they think that they might have issues?
Yeah. Western Wyoming Medical Center has a really great website. They can just Google Western Wyoming Medical Center, or Google my name and say Dr. Inder Singh, Western Wyoming Medical Center. It should come up. It's very easy. Obviously, we're happy to provide our contact information as far as our office number, et cetera. But we're currently, for patients, if they want to seek us out, really, going to the website is probably the easiest way. We're situated on 535 Main Street here in Lander, just across from the motel there. So very, very central, so very easy to get to. So people can stop by the clinic, get the brochures, get some information, or go on the website or call us.
Absolutely. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for stopping by here today. And was there anything else that you wanted to get out to the community or just let them know before you get out of here?
Yeah, thank you, Vince. No, it's been, like I said, a pleasure. chatting with you, and a privilege to be able to reach out to the community through your medium, to the radio. I think what I'll end with is really just be observant about your cardiovascular health. We're here to help in the community. There's a lot of good things that we can do right here in the community where people don't have to go out to outside of town, whether it be to Salt Lake, Denver, Casper, Billings, wherever. They have great cardiovascular providers there who are very good. But if we can provide patients the care locally, I think it makes sense for the patients, makes sense for us. When the community supports us, we can grow and thrive and bring in more specialists that can then service more of the patients in the community. So I think that perspective, I think we'd love to be able to take care of the patients here in the community if given the opportunity and privilege.
Well, thank you so much for providing that care and stopping by and kind of filling us in today and letting the people know that we have this service now.
Great. Thank you. Pleasure.
Well, thanks again for stopping by. Have a great rest of your day, and please stop by any other time you'd like.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up here, and when we come back, more coffee time.